This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph. This perek discusses the tumah status of kira stoves, which were not constructed in the conventional manner. That is, they do not consist of a complete capsule with holes at the top to insert the pots, but they're more, you know, makeshift kind of kira stoves. We discuss in each case whether the particular makeshift kira qualifies as a halachic kira that is mekabel tumah in accordance with the rules of an earthenware kira. The Mishnah's first case is ha'osa shlosha pitputim ba'aretz. Somebody arranged three so-called feet. This is essentially three cylinders, and they're made of clay, earthenware. And they're placed that you're looking from above, it has the shape of a triangle. V'chibrin betit. And the person attached the earthenware cylinders to each other with more clay. You know, clay hardens to earthenware. So now we have a kind of tripod. Lios shofes alehen esakadera. He made this to support a pot on top, and he'll light the fire beneath for cooking. The Mishnah rules that although this makeshift kira doesn't have walls going all the way around, nevertheless, tamea, it is mekabel tumah as a kira. It has the halachic status of a kira. For since, you know, insulation is not really critical to the kira, the point of a kira is really just a way of supporting a pot of food over a fire to cook it. And this makeshift kira accomplishes that, and it's made from earthenware, from tit. It therefore does have the halachic status of a kira with all of the tumah rules that go along with that status. On the other hand, if kava shlosha masmerin ba'aretz lios shofas alena kedera, let's say he set up a different apparatus. He put three nails, so that's made of metal, into the ground for the same purpose, to be able to support a pot and have a fire going beneath to cook whatever's in the pot. And here, he didn't attach the nails to each other with clay. It wasn't necessary because the nails were already strongly in the ground. Halacha here is afal pisha asa barosho makum shetehea kedera yoshaves. Even if he flattened the top of the nails to the point that the three of them are able to properly support a pot, in the time of the Mishnah, it wasn't typical that the nail had a flat head. But here the person flattened the tops of the nails so that a pot could be properly supported above. Tahora, halacha is that this arrangement is not considered a halacha kira and therefore is not subject to any kind of tumah whatsoever, not even the tumah of a metal utensil, because this metal utensil, if we could even call it that, is attached to the ground. And as we've seen, for dealing with any kind of keli other than an earthenware kira or a tanur, halacha is if the keli is attached to the ground, it's not subject to tumah whatsoever. Now, these first two cases of either the small, you know, slender cylinders or nails, three of them are required to be able to support a pot of food. But now the Mishnah discusses ha'osa shtei avonim kira. Somebody took two relatively large stones and formed that into a kind of makeshift kira. Because these are larger stones, one is able, with just the two of them, to support a pot. And we know that klei avonim, kelim made of stone, are not subject to tumah whatsoever. But here, v'chibron betit, he attached the two stones together with clay. Clay turns to earthenware. And so it is the earthenware, the clay, that gives this arrangement the kind of structure as a keli. It's not just two stones sitting next to each other. No, this is an attached structure that is able to perfectly function as a kira. You put the fire below, the pot rests on the stones. The Mishnah tells us that there's a dispute as to the tumah status of this. The first opinion rules tamea. This indeed qualifies as a halachic kira, and therefore is subject to the tumah rules that apply to a halachic kira. However, Rabbi Yehuda mitaher achiyase shlishis, v'achiyismoch lekosel. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says the arrangement we described is not considered a kira, and therefore is not subject to any kind of tumah whatsoever, unless and until a third stone is added, or the two stones were set up next to a wall, which acts as a third support. You need three supports, Rabbi Yehuda argues, to be able to classify the arrangement as a kira. Another condition is that all three supports have to be attached to each other with clay. For again, you know, that's critical because the supports themselves are made of stone. And so Rabbi Yehuda says, achas betit ve'achas shelo betit, if one stone was attached to another with clay, but the second was not so attached to the third, tehora, then the arrangement would not be considered a kira, and would therefore not have the tumah rules of an earthenware kira. However, the halacha is in accordance with the anonymous first opinion.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.